This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Committee Chairman Savinell related several concerns about the implementation of Dodd-Frank. She said she is concerned about the timing and clarity of the process, as well as the efforts to harmonize domestic and international regulations. She also said there are serious concerns that the European Union is working at a slower pace than the U.S. regulators on derivatives reform, opening the potential that the European Union could adopt looser rules and attract U.S. firms.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Gensler said the delay was needed to ensure legal certainty for market participants because the Commission could not meet the July deadline. He assured the committee that CFTC had sufficient legal authority to, quote, phase in final rules because Dodd-Frank did not establish deadlines for implementing rules. He said it is very important that entities such as swap data repositories, clearinghouses, and swap execution facilities be registration ready, open for business, with their new rule books in place before trading and clearing of swaps becomes compulsory. Mandatory clearing, trading, and transaction compliance would be phased in after that, Gensler said. Savinow also said she was particularly concerned with differences in regulatory approaches taken by the CFTC and U.S. bank regulators. Senator Roberts said that he was concerned that the CFTC and other regulators, including the Fed and the Securities and Exchange Commission, are not coordinating the overall regulatory impact of this act.